Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN local news. A motorcyclist from Spring Lake died on Saturday after slamming into a car in Delco. William Washington, age 50, was pronounced dead on the scene of the wreck. He was the seventh road death in the county this year. Whiteville City Councilwoman and local business owner Helen Holden was arrested Saturday night for driving while impaired. We have reached out to Whiteville Police for more on the incident. Holden posted bond and was released Sunday morning. Friends, family, and fellow classmates gathered on Saturday night to mourn Landon Jacobs. The Rising East Columbus Junior died in an early morning crash on the way to work on Thursday. Saturday's service was held at Elizabeth Brinkley Park, where the star pitcher played Dixie Youth Baseball before high school. Public hearings are set for tonight at 6:30 p.m. for two proposed housing developments in southern Columbus County. The Sardis track will include 1,000 to 1,100 homes on Peacock Road, while the Coleman track will feature 190 homes if it is approved. Both projects are awaiting designation as planned unit developments. County commissioners will hear comments on the proposals. A fallen tree caused a massive power outage along J.K. Powell Boulevard from the 1600 block to South Whiteville. Traffic lights were out and several major businesses were closed. Power was restored around 1 p.m. Whiteville City officials are working out a few minor details with R.J. Corman Railroad, but the basic agreement to improve drainage through the rail bed in downtown Whiteville is complete. Larger drains being installed through the rail bed on Canal Street will improve drainage from Franklin to Jefferson. The current drains in the rail bed are too small, causing the railroad to act as a dam during times of high water. A Raleigh man is charged with trespassing at Columbus Regional Hospital while he's back in jail charged with trespassing at the jail. Baba Tund Okensukun, age 27 of Raleigh, was banned from Columbus Regional and jailed on August 8th. When he was released, he refused to leave the detention center property for 24 hours and he was arrested once again. He's now back in jail, held under no bond. NC Innovation, the nonprofit investment fund created to boost university research commercialization, may soon lose state funding and shut down. The public-private entity has come under scrutiny by legislators who question whether the taxpayers should fund the project, as well as more serious questions regarding the accounting. NC Innovation received $500 million in 2023 and has a history of unanswered questions, including documentation of funding decisions, conflict of interest, and failure to publicly disclose how the money is being managed. Columbus County inmates from the statewide misdemeanor confinement program cleaned up 27 miles of roadway during July. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office said the program allows inmates with minor offenses who are confined an opportunity to give back to the community. You can see more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office Animal Protective Shelter is at maximum capacity. No dog or cat trappings will take place for the time being, and no owner surrenders or strays will be accepted until further notice. Animal Protective Services is always in need of supplies and will gladly take donations of towels, blankets, flat sheets, cleaning products, dog and cat food, toys, and treats. The shelter address is 288 Legion Drive in Whiteville. To find out how you can help or for more information, call 910-641-3945. The Columbus County NAACP will host a presentation and listening session on flood preparedness on August 21st. Partners include the West Whiteville Initiative, Southern Coalition for Social Justice, Blueprint NC, and the North Carolina Conservation Network. Refreshments will be provided. Registration by RSVP is required, and the meeting is from 6 until 8 p.m. on August 21st at the St. Mark AME Zion Church at 114 West Virgil Street in Whiteville. Call 919-323-3388, extension 142, to RSVP. August 29th is the deadline for Whiteville Park's recreation football and cheerleading signups for ages 7 through 12. Cost is $38.50 for city residents and $48.50 for kids from the county. You will need a valid copy of a birth certificate for each child at signup. Call 910-642-9052 for more information. Transformation Church is collecting school supplies and clothing gift cards for children every Wednesday and Sunday. You can bring the donations to Transformations at 9938 James B. White Highway South in Whiteville. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.